Another magical full moon. Another quiet night in the woods. Alone. I should get a familiar. At least then I wouldn't be talking to myself. Being lonely is really distracting. I can't stop thinking about my empty bed at home. I keep looking up at the night sky and sighing. I should be looking at the ground, checking the roots of the trees for the glowing mushrooms that I need. That's why I'm out here. What? What is that? It looks like a person. Oh, you're just a statue. But, wow. Look at you. You're lovely, aren't you? You know, famous poets often compare the features of beautiful people to sculptures like you. So many words in so many books, describing people as if they were carved from rose petals and polished marble. But you actually are. Pardon me while I walk around you in a circle. I want to appreciate your craftsmanship. You're life-sized, aren't you? Those clothes you're wearing look old-fashioned. I haven't seen a collar styled like that since I was a child. You must be very old, but thankfully you're well-made. And very remote. Why are you in the middle of the woods? Why are you sculpted seated? Aren't most statues made to be standing? Well, my feet are tired, and talking to you is better than talking to myself. Excuse me, I'm just going to sit in your lap for a moment and admire you. Ah, perfect. Thank you. You know, it's not every day I find a beautiful statue in the woods. I still wonder what you're doing here. Are you a monument? I don't see a plaque at your feet. Or are you a grave marker? I've seen statues in cemeteries, though usually they look smaller. But maybe that's just because I'm on my broomstick and everything looks small. But I don't see the outline of a grave plot anywhere near you. I'm going to run the back of my hand along your cheek. I just want to feel how smooth you are. Your face is beautiful. Perfection. Your eyes are captivating. Who are you modeled after? Sorry, I don't mean to be indecent by dragging my hands down the front of your coat. But the detail on these buttons is... Huh. There's a little circle here, sculpted over your heart, which is love circles. Did you know that? I wonder if you were made for me. Oh, we love circles because life is very cyclical. Endings and beginnings, over and over. There's never an end. There's no plateau you can reach. Everyone thinks it's like climbing a mountain, but it's more like drifting through an endless sea. And some people think that's depressing, sure, but I've always found it a bit empowering. What do you think, my statue lover? Oh, you have a question for me. Of course. Why is life a circle? Oh, you ask the best questions. Are you good looking and smart? Oh, I can't. That's the complete package. But to answer your question, because circles fit perfectly in a square. I know that sounds silly. Let me try to explain. There's the four elements, the four suits of tarot, the four compass points, four seasons, and the four corners of the universe. Our world is a box, and we loop endlessly inside of it. It's okay. You don't have to make any sense of it. I'm rambling a bit. You're just a statue, but you seem so real to me. Is it because I'm lonely? Or is it because you're so well sculpted? I don't want to leave you, even though I'm supposed to be looking for mushrooms. But the moon is still high. I have time to spend with you still, my statue. I'm just going to rest my head on your shoulder and. What am I hearing? That sounds like a heartbeat. That's you, my statue. Oh, this changes everything by the gods. It's okay. If you can hear me, it's going to be okay. I'm a witch. I'm not a particularly good witch, but I can fix this. Oh, you poor thing. You must have been cursed, and I was just sitting here on your lap talking to you like. And you've been. Oh, okay. Breathe. Breathe. I know where to start. I have some salt in my bags. I'm just going to slide off you, and I'll make a circle of salt around you to keep you safe and ward off any evil while I work. Oh gods. Okay, if you can hear me, I promise everything is going to be okay. Here, I have some carp scales as well. I don't know if you can see me, but I'm just going to rest them over your eyes for luck. I get the feeling we're going to need a bit of that. Whatever spell bound you to this form was masterful, but this magic is cruel and I won't stand for it. It's not a witch's place to punish others. There. Okay. The salt is laid. Think. I need to think. How would I break this curse?